Park City Police reported that on the morning of November 2nd, McClanahan was seen crawling near the Park Regency condos. He waved an officer down and claimed that two or three men had attacked his family. His wife, 28-year-old K.C. McClanahan, was found in a unit dead from multiple stab wounds to her neck. McClanahan was not in court on Monday. His public defender, John Johnson, and Deputy County Prosecutor Patricia Cassell said they're still waiting on forensic material, including blood spatter evidence, DNA, and fingerprints. Cassell said they plan to meet with the state crime lab.
What we're going to do, and I've talked to Mr. Johnson about this, is have a meeting with the crime lab, all of us, to make sure that we are all on the same page on what needs to be tested.
Talking to the defense attorney, Judge Patrick Corum noted that it's been nearly half a year since the incident.
I mean, we're 6 months out already.
Yeah, and I think optimistically, talking to Ms. Cassell, I mean, prelim looks like it's probably going to be a year from the date of the incident. So, I mean, it's just, I wish it could be moved along quicker, but again, I think it's better to be patient and prudent.
Attorney John Johnson. He added the defendant is still housed in jail in Salt Lake, but they're hoping to get him into the Summit County Jail. Judge Corum set the next date for July 16th and said they will see if by that time they can schedule a preliminary hearing. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.